Krishna, and welcome again to our studio.
Good morning, Miriam. Nice to be here.
Yeah. Yesterday you called me and you said it's another festival coming up. I was like, whoa. All of a sudden, right? So what are you up to?
So the last festival we did in the end of September, the Lively Up Your Earth number 5 at Solitude, was really done in a different spirit. And I would say where I'm coming from was the same, but somehow how we went around about it was different. And the result of that was a lot of people, a lot of our friends in Oroville feeling really that they just came very simply to Solitude with open heart, open hands, held each other and created something which was really an honoring of our collective creativity, you know, from the Ayurvedic workshop to the treehouse workshop with Philip and his guys, to the face painting with Yo, to Musimi who did with her daughter Anisha the t-shirt painting, to Francois with the basket weaving. And there was the shiatsu with Natasha. And then there was the exceptionally beautiful Flutterby parade that was the main catalyst was Keredwin's vision of the giant puppets. I mean, she's a crazy visionary artist. And then this big circle that we had with the Flutterby parade, where Natasha was guiding the qigong, and there was the candles and the whole esoteric, beautiful thing with Daria and bringing everyone together. It left such a powerful feeling of empowerment with everybody that we felt that, you know, things are in our hands. All we have to do is come together. And this template very much showed me, and I said it on stage when I was performing, that this is a template. You know, we can pick this festival up and bring it anywhere to bring energy to certain places or events or whatever, you know, groups in Oroville. And very soon after the festival, Yo said that she wanted to do a face painting for Halloween, and the idea was to do it at the Solitude. And I said to her, more powerful than that would be to do it at the town hall, where we need to bring energy to the permaculture gardens, because there's such a relevant, you know, aspect of our lives here in Oroville, and we still, as a collective, we still have to wake up to that. Now I'm doing more and more work in education in that vein. You know, I've done a TEDx talk recently, talking about my work with People Food Music, and now we're doing a new documentary with a film group in Iceland, of all places, on permaculture, an international documentary. And what I see more and more is we have to bring people together in an authentic way, you know, with a smile, with joy. And that's like the analogy is how in Solitude we have 90 crops that emerge from a healthy soil ecology, which is our Mother Earth. So these 90 crops are gifts from our mother, who wants us only to be happy and well. And by honoring these crops, we create a healthy society and thus a healthy culture, and potentially the space in which to have a deeper inquiry into the meaning of our lives, no, and the whole vision of human unity, which I don't see how it can happen without having a healthy soil and having a healthy body and a healthy community. So the analogy of that is honoring us as a community and honoring our creativity. And the importance of celebration.
We do forget to celebrate together.
We forget, and I think it's been lost. You know, like if you go back, say, 30 years in this bioregion, there's a festival in Mailam, and people would go there in the bullock carts. You ask any or a person over 40, 50 here, they said they used to walk there for 3 days. They spend the whole week there. You know, they'd be sleeping on the bullock carts. There'll be so many activities going on there. There'll be a huge camping scene there. That festival is going on like for a whole week, or maybe it was longer, I don't know. And now it's like 1 or 2 days, you know. So the importance of us coming together. I remember the cafe at Portus, how it was such a hub of social connection, you know, and somehow that has never really been recreated. I don't see it being recreated. And, you know, the value of us...
I visitor center was on Saturday, was this collective thing.
But yes, these collective activities.
Away and we were just working and making.
Yes, what are we doing with our life, you know? So the value of creativity and celebration is really a fundamental aspect of permaculture. You know, it's the social permaculture, it's the adhesive that brings us together, you know, around local food, around around our essential needs. So this festival that we're doing is, to get to the point, is this Sunday, 30th of October, and it'll be outside the permaculture gardens here, which outside the graphic center in the town hall, where there'll be a good 2-hour intense workshop come work shift at the gardens. They're rebuilding that fence and replanting and some weeding and some creating new beds, and a whole activity is going on there. While that's going on, Yo and her amazing team that she's put together, which, by the way, if anyone is listening and has a generous pocket, really, really needs a support on a financial level. So if anyone wants to help that, they really should contact Yo at the Pony Farm, because what they bring to every single event, whether it's the Christmas fair or Solitude Festival or the, you know, anything that there's going on, the Earth Day celebrations, they're always doing this face painting, which is so exciting for kids, you know, it's so dynamic.
For
everybody, yeah, but it needs funds, you know, and there is nothing, there is no little earmarked fund for that, so they do need a help. So the face painting going on in the vision or in with the atmosphere of Halloween, and there'll be a cooking workshop going on, there'll be pumpkin lantern carving going on, and Musimi is doing another upcycling lantern workshop. There'll be music going on. I know I hopefully will be playing, and Shanks and Dani and Gaurav, the very fine Hindustani singer who played at the concert. I think there's Ray, who is a guest from Belgium, who plays electric sitar. Mm-hmm. And I think there might be a bit of jazz. And towards the end of the, before round sunset, again, we will have a circle where Natasha intends to do qigong and I think a shiatsu body percussion. There'll be the candles, there'll be music with the mandala. And again, these aren't all things we've got planned down to the T. It's things that are just like, they will happen spontaneously. But Daria will again take the role of the shaman and sort of bring us together on a deeper level. And at the end of this circle, we want everyone to sit down in a circle, and we want to feed everybody, you know, a small meal, you know, just like a prasad. But everyone sit together and eat something which is the product of really local food that we can, you know, because the true education with local food happens in the mouth, not in the brain, you know. So when people eat it, they go, wow, this is awesome. You know, oh, this is what we can eat from our bioregion. You know? So we want people to sit together and honor that collectivity with
it's
food.
Not only the bioregion, it's also this food is live food, no? Because it's directly from when you cut it off, because that is the most alive you can imagine.
It's the most alive. Yesterday, a beautiful Aurovillian said to me, we will be saved by the earth, with the earth. And I saw her carrying Indian almonds and ivy gourd leaves, which most people, it's not that they will ignore it, they just don't even know that it has its value. And like that, there are so many things we don't know the value of them, because we have such a conditioned way of relating to our food that's with money, going to a shop, buy what you want, you know. Our society's nutritional profile has been defined by industrialized agriculture, and we don't think about this, you know. But when you start thinking about it, you realize how incredibly conditioned we are, you know.
Yes.
And
not only that, it's, if it's a live food, it does feed us body-wise, soul-wise, yeah?
Definitely.
But it's also, if I grow my own food, it's my own medicine, no?
Definitely, definitely.
It's a huge step.
Definitely.
When people don't have experiences, even if you keep shopping in organic shops, it's not the same.
For me, it's the organic thing is for me, is it's a con. It's a brand, you know? The reality is, every single culture talks about Mother Earth. You know, every civilization that's emerged, Bhumi Dev, Pachimama, Gaia, it's all talking about Mother Earth. Mother Earth is this soil under our feet. And I'm sure the mother, she said in her gender many times, this earth is, I am this earth, you know? So when we honor the earth by returning the organic matter that we have in abundance in Auroville to replenish the soil's, you know, organic content, the biomass, the soil ecology, then she can offer us incredible gifts. There's over 90 products we have at growing on the farm. 90, not products, how to say, 90 crops. Crops is a wrong word, you know. 90 foodstuffs that grow on the farm. And there are more that we keep learning about because people say, oh, did, like recently someone said, the very tender leaves of the tamarind tree are so good to eat. I was like, really? And I tried it. It's like, wow, it's amazing. You sprinkle a bit in a sambar or you sprinkle a bit in a salad. You know, you're not going to eat that as the main, only that. But it's the combination of all these things together that equals a healthy, vibrant, you know, society. And in my eyes, and I'm telling that more and more, for me, this is a true act of devotion to the mother. By eating this food, you know, it's a real spirituality. It's not a spirituality which is a bunch of electrons in our mind buzzing around. It's an actual, real action that we can do on a daily basis to thank this earth, to thank our mother, and to be well with ourselves. Because what does your mother want? You know, she wants you to be well and happy, and we won't be unless we eat local food.
Cool. Let's hope the awareness will raise because also we have enough lands in every community, is enough
space. So much space, so much resource.
We wouldn't need to go to Solar Kitchen or any other restaurant.
No, we can. That's beautiful as well. There's nothing to negate. We don't have to close down Tanto. It's not, it's about just, let's just start making small steps and see how our consciousness evolves in that way, you know. It's not to be, it's not to be fanatical about anything, you know, but if we all start just a little bit, like to be aware of the green papaya, to be aware of the chicken spinach, to be aware of like, how do you make Radha's consciousness juice or hibiscus juice, and just make it at home, keep it in your fridge, you know. And these little steps will change our consciousness, you know. That's where it starts. And this festival, which I must tell you is at 3:30 on Sunday, is in that spirit, you know.
How did you name it?
It's called the celebration, a celebration of the light of our, the creative light of our community. It's a beautiful poster.
Celebration of
the creative light of our community. It's a wonderful artist. I mean, she's becoming newcomer from Iran, Naomi, and she's amazing poster. You can see it. I will post it along with this talk. It's already on the Oronet, and her husband Umid is doing a small film about this event, as he did the last one. And yeah, there's lots of nice collaborations. We look forward to seeing you there.
We are looking forward to come there and enjoy.
Thank you.
And celebrate together. Anyhow, it's a Halloween night, and it's also the day before the All Saints, no?
Diwali.
I mean, it's Diwali, it's Halloween, and it's also the day before Saints.
Yeah, it's all together.
Of course, most of the cultures don't have the meaning in many ways.
Yeah, that's why we do it on this time, yeah.
Krishna, thank you for today.
Thank you.